Welcome back to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors exploring ideas for improving government effectiveness with Professor Satish Nambizan, co-author of the IBM Center report, Engaging Citizens in Co-Creation in Public Services. Citizen contributions can go beyond new ideas or concepts to solve known problems. Professor, would you elaborate on the role of citizen as designer, and what approaches are there for folks to follow?
Yeah, so this is a relatively more recent, I guess, role that we have seen. And it's, like I said earlier, as a designer, the objective is to actively participate in producing that solution, not just coming up with solution, but actually producing or developing that solution. So it may not be applicable in all situations and contexts, but what we have seen so far is that the first way is to get citizens to use their knowledge to develop solutions, especially if software oriented, then it becomes much more easier for citizens to be actually engaged in developing the solution. The data mashups are one good example where different types of government agencies can provide different types of data that they have and provide access to it, and then invite citizens to develop apps that build on those data and might be useful to other citizens. And that has been very much evident in different places. For example, the initiatives like the Apps for California is a sort of a competition, but it's more of a mashups movement where the state of California, as well as city and county of Los Angeles, and as well as San Francisco, they all have come together and provided access to some 400 million major data sources and 100 million data records, all kinds about land use, health statistics, highway traffic, labor, all types of data across the range. And the objective has been to encourage citizens to use the data in ways by building apps in way, and that would be useful to peer citizens. So some of the applications that have been developed for smartphones based on this data have been, for example, there is an app that allows citizens to find out parking, where parking is available on a real-time basis. There is also another app that allows property owners and real estate developers very easy access to zoning ordinance information and to enable them to communicate with city planners. So essentially here, citizens build apps based on data that government agencies provide. And those apps can be used by peer citizens to offer different types of services that were not available before. So that's one way. And the second is of much more participatory workshops that can be used to bring together citizens in actually developing solutions for local and community-based problems. And one of the examples that we provide in that is the City Repair in Portland, Oregon, which is a volunteer-driven initiative which adopts co-designing or getting citizens to come together and creatively transforming public places into community-oriented urban spaces. So here the idea is that you can bring together citizens and really get them to develop solutions, not just come up with ideas for solutions, but also develop solutions that we can implement. And I said earlier, the role of citizen as a designer is of relatively new origin. There's not many examples that we can see there, but the examples that we do see there indicate that there are certain contexts, especially in, for example, in developing apps based on government data or other more participatory design workshops, they do have a place. So in some contexts, the role of a citizen as a designer is very powerful, but it may not be applicable in all contexts.
Professor, would you describe for us the recommendations you've crafted for government agencies and other organizations intending to cultivate the citizen's role as a designer?
One of the things that we said is, we need to have good communities or forums for sustaining such engagement of citizens in as a designer. It requires us to develop diverse forums where citizens can come together, not just with peer citizens, but also with other community leaders, nonprofits, and government agencies, and share information and share ideas and build upon ideas. And so this is a much more collaborative and hands-on interaction, which may not be always relevant. But there are situations, like I said, especially in using physical spaces in local communities, where these kinds of methods might be very appropriate. We also said, if you want to promote database mashups, the first thing is that you need to provide access to programming tools as well as standardized data interfaces. All these are very important because without that, citizens may not be able to develop apps. So the first recommendation, like I said, is to develop forums for community-based initiatives. Second is to promote such mashups by providing easy access to data from the government agencies.
The fourth role you identify is citizen as diffuser of innovation. What do you mean by this role? And perhaps you can identify some approaches for citizens as diffusers.
So this goes back to the last phase of problem solving, which is the implementation. And so when government agencies implement some new service or a solution, the first thing they want is they want some change agents. They want some citizens to play the role of change agent to communicate with other citizens as to why the solution is good or would be valuable for them and what benefits they might get from it. And that would enhance the rate of diffusion of that particular service among the citizens. So the role of as diffuser relates to this change agent or being a catalyst for diffusion in that community. Something which has been seen in the private sector, we use online communities for customers to interact with one another and to share information about new products and services. So same thing applies here too in the public sector. If you can maintain online communities, it allows citizens to share information about some new service that has been implemented by the government and what benefits they got from using that service. It's very important that citizens hear about those benefits from peer citizens rather than from government agencies, since they trust peer citizens more. And as a source of information, they are much more reliable and relevant for peer citizens. So one of the examples that we consider here is the adoption of electronic medical record systems among physicians in the healthcare industry. Now, the U.S. federal government has been trying for years to promote this adoption of electronic medical record systems, or EMRs. But they have provided financial incentives, they have provided a wide range of incentives, but it has not really taken off for the last several years. So much more recently, the U.S. federal government instituted what has been referred to as regional extension centers in each of the states. These regional extension centers, one of the objectives was to provide or to create online physician communities where physicians can interact with peer physicians and share information about electronic medical record systems. That has actually made a big change in the adoption rate. So what it shows is that more than just financial incentives, it is the community-based interactions that are very powerful in diffusing innovation in the public sector. That the same example that we can relate to, for example, the adoption of or the diffusion for the new healthcare law. There are lots of instances where misinformation might be, the citizens may be misinformed about particular features about a program or initiative. And these communities become very powerful in the way that you can share in the relevant information and promote overall adoption rate.
So, Professor, what recommendations have you outlined that can help government agencies cultivate the citizen's role as innovation diffuser? Are there any specific challenges being faced in this area?
The first criteria here is that we need to sustain an citizen community, an online citizen community, because then they can share information and interact with one another. Now, that's not an easy thing to do, because especially if you think about innovation in government sector, there's a lack of interest among citizens related to many of these new services that are introduced by government agencies. And so getting them to interact, you will need to create that community and sustain that community. So that's one of the recommendations we made, that something which is focused on particular themes, for example, healthcare, rather than just a general online citizen community, try to create and promote theme-focused citizen communities. Then the challenge is also providing the right set of incentives for citizens to play the role of a diffuser and to make sure that there is a vibrant community so that people will come back to that. There are certain things that we can learn from the private sector in this regard. For example, if you think about Microsoft has run online customer communities for several years now. One of the things which they did was to identify customers who play the role of a diffuser. Then they give some titles like most valued professional or MVP. And these titles are very important because they are titles provided by the company. And it's sort of recognizing the contribution of individual customers. Likewise, we can imagine things being done as to enhance the recognition of citizens in online citizen communities. Government agencies can provide some sort of titles or some other incentives or reward systems or recognition systems that can provide the sustained participation in the community. We also recommended that there has to be a way of increasing the what we refer to as a trialability of government innovation, that citizens should be able to try out new government services so that they can make much more informed adoption decisions. So it may be not very relevant in all situations or contexts, but there are definitely certain services which can be, you can provide virtual simulation or online simulation where citizens can come and try out those new services and get a feel of what they need to do and what benefits they will get. And that actually can enhance the adoption rate. So those are two recommendations that we made with regard to this particular role.
Are there strategies for creating an environment that cultivates co-creation? We'll find out when this special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors, returns.